2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at kslpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
To you on the KSL News Radio app, by any hour services, KSL FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake City, KSL News Radio presents The In-Depth Hour, starting now.
It is 8 o'clock, the hour we go more in depth on the biggest stories of the day. Good morning, I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. Our top story this hour.
The cleanup continues at a big grocery distribution warehouse in Layton following a big water and ammonia leak.
KSL News Radio's John Wojcik is live on the scene near 5th North and 11th West in Layton with the very latest, John.
Yeah, Amanda, this all happened around 5 o'clock this morning when fire crews were called out to the warehouse here in Layton. Layton Fire Battalion Chief Jason Cook says they were responding to a fire alarm, but upon arrival discovered a very large water main break.
That was sufficient enough that it had eroded the dirt from beneath the concrete surface in the area where these ammonia tanks store the ammonia for that particular building.
He says the result of that erosion was a minor ammonia leak. Thankfully, none of it got inside the building, and it wasn't enough to cause bodily harm. He says crews were able to get both the water and ammonia leak stopped, and right now plant facilities is working to determine where it all came from. As of right now, the warehouse is still active. Trucks are coming in and out, and fire personnel is just starting to clear out of the area right now. Reporting live, John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
State lawmakers are scheduled to vote on a controversial tax reform bill tomorrow evening during a special session of the state legislature. Representative Francis Gibson believes the bill provides a good balance between tax cuts and raises.
What we've done is we've given a tax break on the income side. We've got very few services, and we've said, listen, if you use the roads, you should be paying for it.
The bill would also raise the child tax credit fivefold and raise sales taxes on some services.
The sales tax on food would rise if the plan is approved. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards joins us live with more. Mary?
Yeah, Amanda, and some candidates for Utah's governor are speaking out against that part of it. They say that the whole bill seems premature and doesn't have the trust or support of the public, and they are concerned about increasing the sales tax on food. Lieutenant Governor Spencer Cox says it would burden people living on the margins. Amy Winder Newton says it's not a good policy for low and middle income families. Jeff Burningham called this regressive. He thinks the bill should come up during the regular session. And John Huntsman Jr. says that taxing food is not a moral thing for government to do to its citizens. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
Dave and Dujanovic, by the way, standing by to break down the tax reform plan. Listen to them beginning at 9 here on KSL, and we'll get a bit of a preview of their conversation coming up in just a few minutes on Utah's Morning News.
KSL weather with Grant Wayman. Another hazy day today with highs in the mid-40s, but things start changing tomorrow.
Another winter storm is on its way, so we've got another winter storm watch to tell folks about, and that's mainly for the mountainous areas up north where we will expect some snow to begin. In fact, the mountain snow begins mainly tomorrow afternoon, goes through Friday, and all the way through the middle of Saturday.
Grant says by Saturday, we'll be seeing some snow in the valleys as well. He says mountain accumulations from this storm could be 1 to 2 feet.
Investigators say two teens were in a stolen car less than 60 seconds before they wrecked it. Riverton Police Lieutenant John Arnoldson says the two ran away from the Salt Lake Juvenile Receiving Center on Monday and then went on a crime spree.
Two teenagers just being really, really dumb and dangerous. You know, just lucky no one's dead or seriously injured.
Investigators say the teens burglarized cars, broke into a vacant apartment, stole a gun, and then forced their way into a woman's apartment where they stole money, her phone, and her car keys.
The House takes the next step toward impeachment. KSL's top national stories this hour with Sean Michael Lyle live at the KSL National News Desk.
Amanda, members of the House Judiciary Committee debate articles of impeachment against President Trump today. A vote in the full House could come next week with the Senate holding trial after the first of the year. Democrat Senator Elizabeth Warren said she was ready to go after President Trump with deciding to run for the White House.
But I didn't think it was going to be through impeachment.
Democrats right now are meeting behind closed doors ahead of that committee debate. The president rallying in Pennsylvania shortly after those articles were announced. He mocked the articles of impeachment to the crowd.
What happened? All of these horrible things, remember? Bribery. And this and that. Where are they?
The charges now abuse of power and obstruction of Congress, neither considered a criminal activity. The Inspector General of the Justice Department is just now sitting down before the Senate Judiciary Committee, facing questions about his recent Russia probe report. Michael Horowitz reported the FBI failed basic obligations in the investigation, but found no evidence of a political bias by the FBI. And police in New Jersey not saying why two gunmen targeted a kosher market after a standoff that led to six deaths. The suspects killed along with a police officer. The chief says it was quite a battle.
Our officers were under fire for hours. Two more police officers were hit by gunfire.
And those officers are recovering. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.
Fewer people are being busted for crossing the southern border illegally. Last month, there were about 33,500 undocumented immigrants taken into custody.
November of 2018 saw more than 50,000 border apprehensions, and the number has dropped in each of the last 6 months. Acting Customs and Border Protection Commissioner Mark Morgan credits Trump administration policies, including an end to so-called catch and release.
If you're a family from the Northern Triangle countries, you are no longer released into the interior of the United States simply because you have a child.
Morgan says far fewer families are now being caught coming into the country illegally. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Dallas.
And coming up on KSL, a Facebook announcement here in Utah.
Plus, we'll check your Triple Team emergency traffic.
Still got northbound delays on the 215 West Belt in West Valley City from the 3500 South up to the 201. I'm Eric Butler in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 8:06.
Rescue, redemption, recovery, reentry. That's what happens at the rescue mission of Salt Lake City.
My name's India.
My name is Kelly.
So I was a heroin addict.
I was living in my car.
Then I decided it was time that I got help.
You don't know what to expect.
The rescue mission of Salt Lake does not accept any federal, state, or city funding. Everything is wholly supported through your generous tax-deductible contributions, along with donations of our friends and supporters.
You have a bed. You have a shower. We get everything that we need.
87% of every dollar goes to the rescue mission services. The other 13%, hard costs to run the mission building itself.
Like, I have that hope now.
Thank goodness.
From the recovery program to a place to lay your head at night, and meals served every morning, afternoon, and evening all year long, as well as food boxes for families in need. The rescue mission needs our help.
Like a new life, that newfound hope.
That's what I'm grateful for.
Find out how at rescuesaltlake.org.
I built a super cool two-story treehouse in the backyard of the home we used to live in. On the 4th of July, some kids were playing with fireworks. The fire burnt the tree and the treehouse, broke the windows out of the house, and melted the siding on the house next door on the far side of the lot. Fires are crazy. At Whipple Service Champions, we can't prevent all fires, but we are smoky bears for the plumbing, heating, and electrical. Gas appliances burn toxic, flammable, explosive gases. Electrical wiring, fixtures, and connections age and deteriorate and can heat up and spark. Whipple Service Champions inspects, maintains, and repairs your plumbing, heating, and electrical systems. Whipple Service Champions does a complete furnace tune-up for just $44 and an electrical safety inspection for just $44. We identify little problems and prevent them from becoming big ones. Call Whipple Service Champions 801-444-FAST. Your best insurance is prevention. 801-444-FAST. For emergencies, when you call today, we come today.
KSL News Time, 8:08. We are following some breaking economic news on KSL. Facebook has decided to expand its data center in Eagle Mountain. The company released a statement moments ago announcing an expansion of 500,000 square feet to create about a 1.5 million square feet complex.
If you're just joining us, Facebook has announced an expansion to its Eagle Mountain data center, which will increase its size by 500,000 square feet. We're gathering reaction to the story right now and check back with KSL News Radio throughout the day for the very latest.
I love this story this morning, too. An anonymous donor is paying for an entire town in Iowa to go see the new movie about Mr. Rogers. The movie arrives next week in Webster City. The manager of the theater, Ann McLaughlin, told TV station KCCI that they usually struggle to remain open, but are now bracing for a packed crowd.
Everywhere I go, people are like, is it true? Is somebody really gonna pay for everybody to come to the movie?
They don't know who this donor is, but the donor said the reason behind the gift is to encourage people to be more like his hero, Mr. Rogers.
That's
and
wonderful.
Be more neighborly. KSL News Time, 8:09. Let's get a look at Triple Team emergency traffic. We've been in that mode most of the morning, unfortunately. This look brought to you by Mountain America's Visa Triple Rewards. Andy?
Now, we still have two right lanes blocked, northbound 215 on the West Belt. Part of the problem is that it's a good chunk of the beginning of the exit ramp to 21st South going east and to the Redwood Road exit. And so, as a result, it's kept traffic at a crawl all the way back to Valley Fair Mall for a while now. If you're not trying to exit onto 21st South, then stay to the far left, and you'll get by it as quickly as you can, which is still at least an extra 5 to 10 minutes. If you're in those right lanes, it's going to be even longer. Eric?
Ouch. That's the northbound drive in Salt Lake County on I-15 right now, just before Bangor Highway. That's where you're going to see the brake lights very thick from Bangor up to 114 South. Starts thinning out a little bit, but that's a false hope, though, because right at 90th South, it slows down once again all the way up to the South Interchange. Beyond that, not bad to downtown Salt Lake. I-15 in Utah County, that's looking good right now from Provo through Lehigh. Jason?
Looking pretty decent southbound I-15 until you get to about 2nd North in Kaysville. You're going to drop less than 70 there, but nothing too tragic. And then about Burton Lane, you're going to pick speeds back up to 70-plus miles an hour all the way down until you get just past 23rd North. That's where you're going to have to hit the brakes a couple more times on your way into the Salt Lake Valley. And looking at some slowing southbound on the west side belt as you slide past the airport out there. Your guests will notice and your toes will thank you. Call Zero Res for a holiday carpet cleaning. Get $33 per room and your fourth room is free. December only. Happy holidays from Zero Res. I'm Jason Jones in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. And how warm do we get today? Back over to you, Grant.
A lot of clouds out there, 43. The high, just a very slim chance of showers today, mainly north of town, but a little better chance of rain and snow showers tomorrow with clouds. We're up to 44. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
See if we've made it to the freezing mark yet in downtown Salt Lake City. We've been struggling to get there. 31 downtown.
The Inspector General of the Department of Justice is set to testify soon before the Senate Judiciary Committee. The Chairman, Lindsey Graham, is making an opening statement. We're following that hearing, and we'll bring you some coming up on KSL News Radio.
Lindsey's pretty fired up, it looks like, too. We'll do that coming up at 102.7 FM and 1160 AM. And thank you on this Wednesday morning for listening to Utah's news station. Want to give a gift to someone you love or care about that will have them thinking of you every time they sit down at the dinner table? How about Omaha Steaks?
Omaha Steaks has an amazing limited-time offer for our listeners, and there's still time to place your order for the holidays. You just go to omahasteaks.com, enter the code KSL in the search bar to order the favorite gift package, the gift everyone will love, for only $69.99.
Listen what you get. 4 6-ounce bacon wrap filet mignon, 4 premium pork chops, 4 Omaha Steaks burgers, 4 potatoes au gratin, 4 caramel apple tartlets, an Omaha Steaks signature seasoning packet, and a free 6-piece cutlery set and cutting board. All that food, plus a free cutlery set they're going to enjoy for years to come for only $69.99.
Omaha Steaks are the most tender, the most flavorful, and you can only get steaks of this quality from Omaha Steaks, America's original butcher.
But don't wait. If you want to take advantage of this offer and get your gift there before the holidays are over, go to omahasteaks.com, type KSL into the search bar to order the gift everyone will love. Order the favorite gift package today.
Have you been struggling with ED? Hi guys, it's Andrew with Wasatch Medical Clinic. Now I know this can be an uncomfortable subject for many men, but there is finally a breakthrough treatment for ED that does not require pills, injections, or surgery. It's called acoustic wave therapy, clinically shown and FDA cleared to increase blood flow. Exactly what a guy struggling needs more of. There is finally a long-term fix that can help you. Now, if you're struggling with ED and sick of the medication, pick up the phone and call us right now. We will do an initial assessment, exam, and blood flow ultrasound with our medical doctor totally free. That's normally $300. There's no obligation and no strings attached. Pick up the phone and call us right now, 801-901-8000. Call Wasatch Medical Clinic right now for that free offer, 801-901-8000.
New at Deseret Book. Join Elder Jeffrey R. Holland's personal study as he shares insights about more than 150 names of Christ he has studied during his 25 years as a member of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles. Witness for His Names is available now at Deseret Book or DeseretBook.com. Shop online or have your book shipped to your local store at no charge. Visit DeseretBook.com today.
Don't miss Christmas Jars, the uplifting, heartfelt holiday film that's perfect for the whole family. based on the New York Times best-selling novel that started a new holiday tradition and changed the lives of people in their time of need all over the country. Take home Christmas Jars, available now on DVD at Deseret Book and DeseretBook.com.
Hey, let me just tell you something. The best way to stay on top of all the breaking news locally and nationally, internationally for that matter, is to make sure you have the KSL News Radio app on your phone. So go download it today and take it along. Thanks to our friends at Any Hour Services.
Time for KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Chuck Severson. In the next hour or so, articles of impeachment will start being debated in the House Judiciary Committee, says ABC's Terry Moran in Washington.
The two charges are, one, abuse of power in the president's dealings with Ukraine, and two, obstruction of Congress, the president's stonewalling of every subpoena and request for documents and testimony from the executive branch he absolutely flatly turned down. They say that that's actually an impeachable offense because it would shift the balance of power to the president from Congress.
A day after a gun battle in Jersey City, New Jersey, police are investigating. It started after a cop was killed and the shooters stole a van driving to a Jewish deli from where they traded shots with law enforcers for hours. Jersey City Mayor Stephen Fulop at a news conference last hour.
There were two officers on a walking post one block south, and when they heard the gunshots, they responded immediately. From what we can tell in the CCTV cameras, had they not responded and had they not been there in that location, more than likely more people would have died.
Six civilians killed, including the shooters. The Taliban claiming responsibility for a suicide bomb blasting a medical building under construction in Afghanistan today near the U.S. Bagram military base, says ABC's James Longman.
Six Afghans were wounded on the attack on this facility, which is being built to help local people. There were no U.S. casualties and the base remains secure. But both the Taliban and ISIS stage attacks on a near daily basis in Kabul and other parts of the country.
Time magazine's Person of the Year just announced this morning the 16-year-old Swedish climate activist Greta Thunberg. Speaking today at the United Nations Climate Change Conference in Madrid.
The changes required are still nowhere in sight. The politics needed does not exist today, despite what you might hear from world leaders.
Thunberg saying she was surprised to be chosen Time Magazine's Person of the Year. You're listening to ABC News.
All right, time for the Dave and Dujanovic preview. Of course, they're coming up at 9 this morning, but Dave joins us now
to talk about tax reform.
Yeah, this has been something obviously we've been talking a lot about. This is what's new today is Spencer Cox, who's running for governor. He's our current lieutenant governor. And he came out last night about 7 o'clock and said, I've got some issues with tax reform. Even though I support Governor Herbert, we don't always land on the same side of every issue. So I have some concerns about, in particular, the food tax. Mm-hmm. So today, Debbie and I want phone calls. We want you to call and tell us, why are you concerned about the food tax? Because the pitch has been from the legislature that this solidifies the tax base. This is crucial. This is not something we can just cut and set aside. So we're talking about the food tax and the gas tax, two taxes that will affect every single Utahn. So we want to know, why have they not won you over yet?
Because of the poor, I think, is what they'd say. Like, and it reminds me of this text that we got this morning. They said, let's see if I can find it. Talk amongst yourselves while I find it.
Well, part of the, and I've heard that, we've certainly heard that, is it will affect the poor. And this is what the legislature has said. In defense, They say, we will give you a tax credit. $100, $125, $150. They're still kind of trying to figure out what it is. So $150, say, per person, that turns out to be a significant amount of money, and that would offset anything you'd be paying throughout the year.
And here's what the texter says. And I'm not sure I understand it well enough to know, Dave, but the texter says, I want to see them take that tax credit to the checkout line and get credit for their food bill.
Yeah, and the complaint there is a fat lot of good it does me on Tuesday. If I've got to wait for the check to deliver sometime in April, it's what is going to affect me today. And that is the concern, is do I have to wait for this to come next tax season? Is that when I'm going to get it, or am I going to get it at the start of the year? And those are fair concerns, but we do have to remember, and there are some different numbers out there, but this is not going to be $100 extra by the end of the month. It's going to be an extra $4 or $5 mm-hmm. each week. So it's a little bit of a messaging issue. That's what the legislators have said, is we're having a hard time getting the word out because people hear a tax on food and we panic.
And the bottom line is people want to know how it's going to affect them and their family. And mm-hmm. there really is no calculator on the planet that will help you figure that out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's very difficult because some food is taxed fully right now. Like, you don't even know. I mean, honestly, Tim, do you know what's being taxed at 4.85% and 1.95%? You don't. Mm-hmm. Well, it's the fresh food, by the way. The one that gets the tax cut is the fresh food. So if you buy unchopped green beans, then you're fine. You get a tax break. But if you buy the canned green beans, then you're paying the full tax. Mm. It's already difficult. It's already complicated. So they're like, well, listen, you don't even know what you're being taxed on right now, so we're just going to tax it all the same.
Hopefully we get some clarity tomorrow, but I sort of doubt it.
Yeah, we need help. We'll be listening for sure, Dave.
Dave and Dujanovic coming up at the top of the hour. A whole new conversation on KSL.
We have emergency triple team traffic this morning brought to you by Mountain America's Visa Triple Rewards. And back over to you, Andy.
And right now we're still seeing delays over on 215's West Belt. It looks like it's mostly just the lane to go onto the 21st South Freeway that's blocked now. The main right lane is open, but unfortunately that's where people have to go. They got to zip to the left to get around the crash and then hurry and push back to the right. Traffic backed up again to 4100 South after it looked like it was clearing out. Now it's really bad again all the way to 4100 South. Eric?
Kind of smooth drive in Utah County, northbound I-15, but as you might expect, rounding point of the mountain, it suddenly gets worse going past the Bluffdale exit 146 South. Very slow from that point up to 90th South, and then you have another spot of major slowing from 7200 South in Midvale up to the South Interchange. 215 East Belt looking good right now, northbound all the way up onto Foothill and all the way to the University of Utah. Jason?
Fairly thick on the southbound side of I-15, and it's about 2nd North in Kaysville, on and off down to Burton Lane. Clear after that until you get down into about 10th North now in Rose Park. That's where you're going to drop below 70 miles an hour again as you make your way into Salt Lake City. Southbound on the west side belt, it's mostly cleared out, but you're going to find some minor brake tapping going on as you pass by the airport out there. Happy holidays from Performance Ford Lincoln Bountiful. Get more than the max when you trade in Bountiful. Plus, the best discounts on trucks in Utah. They'll put a smile on your face. I'm Jason Jones in the KSL Traffic Center. Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. Let's check in on that 7-day forecast that has winter back for the weekend.
A lot of clouds out there. 43 is the high. Just a slim chance of showers, mainly north of town. Better chance of rain and snow tomorrow with a high of 44. Then more rain and snow showers on Friday. The high that day, 42. And then more rain and snow likely on Saturday. The high that day, 38. It's colder on Sunday. Mostly cloudy skies, 33. Partly cloudy Monday, 31, and then more sunshine Tuesday, 32. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
And right now, downtown, let me check our current conditions. It's 31 degrees.
What's the perfect gift to give this year? Without question, the answer is the gift of fitness. There is no better way of expressing how much you care. And during the Utah Home Fitness Give the Gift of Fitness sale, everything is on sale. Treadmills, ellipticals, home gyms, dumbbells, TRX suspension trainers, hypervolt massagers, big gifts, and stocking stuffers. Something for everyone and every budget. Best-selling Precor treadmills, $400 to $1,000 off. Make a great buy on rowers, bikes, stability balls, kettlebells, recovery rollers. They're all on sale. And on top of low prices, Utah Home Fitness has special financing options like 0% interest with approved credit. Give them something that will keep them strong and healthy all year long, working out in the comfort, the security, and the convenience of their home. Give the gift of fitness from Utah Home Fitness. Foothill Village, State Street and Sandy. Now at Station Park in Farmington, and always at UtahHomeFitness.com.
The holidays are filled with magic. Sleigh bells, carols, family dinners. But there's nothing more magical than a holiday proposal. Come to Shane Company to build your dream engagement ring. We understand that this is a big decision. Our non-commissioned sales team is ready to make the experience fun and easy. We'll listen to your ideas for the ring, then we'll show you options. With the largest selection of engagement rings and diamonds in every price range, it will be easy to find a ring you'll love. Our warranty is free for a lifetime and even covers your center stone. See her face light up when you surprise her this holiday season with an engagement ring from Shane Company. It'll be a moment to remember forever.
Now you have a friend in the diamond business, Shane Company. Open Monday through Saturday from 10 till 8. Close Sunday and online at shaneco.com.
The very thought of you.
After 5 sold-out world tours, he's back.
And I'm feeling good.
It's an evening with Michael Bublé.
I'm feeling good. Come fly with me.
Michael
let's
Bublé.
Fly, let's fly away.
Friday, May 8th, Vivint Smart Home Arena.
So come on, come on, come on, come on and dance.
All the hits.
Let me go home.
Michael Bublé. Friday, May 8th, Vivint Smart Home Arena.
You're every line, you're every word. Yeah.
Tickets make a great holiday gift and are on sale now at Ticketmaster.
Love you forever now.
Michael Bublé in concert.
Such a night.
A Beaver production.
News also sponsored by the Shane Company. For the best value on unique jewelry that's made to last, visit Shane Company.
I'm still lobbying for a Bublé block every morning. 8:25, we've got another critical day for Brexit coming. Details from Sean Michael Lyle at the KSL National News Desk. Brought to you this hour by Superior Water and Air.
Well, Tim, Britons go to the polls tomorrow to elect members of Parliament, what's seen as a referendum on Brexit. The latest polls show 10% lead for Prime Minister Boris Johnson's Conservative Party over the Labour Party. Correspondent Charles de Ledesma says Johnson would have to win enough seats to form a government in order to complete Brexit.
Johnson has warned an uncertain result and a divided parliament would endanger his plan to lead Britain out of the European Union on January 31.
Much like in the US, the Conservatives are polling well in outlying areas of Britain, while the Liberal Labour Party polls well in major cities like London. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.
And we're watching Utah's Money. KSL Drives brought to you by UCCU's Buyer Relax Auto Loans. A 1968 Ford Mustang featured in the film Bullet is going up for auction next month. The car that was raced by actor Steve McQueen in the streets of San Francisco is expected to sell for somewhere between $3 and $5 million.
It won't be coming to my house. We've got a very narrow trading range here this morning, and it's mixed. The Dow is off by about 12 points. The S&P up by 6, the NASDAQ also in the green by 23.
We've got some problems in your morning commute. We'll detail them next on KSL.
Truck drivers, why wait till 2020 to make a change? Don't waste another day or decade in a dead-end driving job when you can drive your future forward in one of over 30 different types of driving jobs at Schneider. Schneider's paid orientation starts weekly, so you can get to earning more in as little as 4 days. Get the most from the holiday surge, then enjoy Schneider's year-round freight stability next year. Don't wait till 2020. Start fresh now at SchneiderJobs.com. That's SchneiderJobs.com.
Getting a tasty breakfast sandwich with a quality cup of coffee, that's a morning victory. Getting it served quick and at a great price, that's like a morning victory with a parade and a marching band. Get a sausage McMuffin for a dollar and add any size coffee or soft drink like an icy Dr. Pepper for just a dollar more. Hot and tasty, fast and easy. That's breakfast at McDonald's. Prices and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
The air went from so-so to nasty.
Low clouds and fog, smog in place with reduced visibility. Poor air for a lot of us.
Get a reliable weather update and air quality conditions every 10 minutes on the nines on KSL News Radio, Utah's news station.
Doug and Steve take the movie show on the road, as they do, I think, almost every week. They'll be gone on Friday to My Hearing Centers, where you can learn about the amazing new Signia X hearing aid and find out how you could win a free pair from My Hearing Centers. Still in emergency mode this morning. Triple team traffic at 8:29, brought to you by Mountain America's Visa Triple Rewards. Andy?
Well, still have delays over 215 West Belt. Portion of the ramp to 201 still closed. Traffic back to 3500 South. Not quite to 41 anymore, but again, anyone who wants to take the 201 freeway, stay to the left as much as possible. And then as you get close to 201, maybe work your way back to the right. Still have Bangor Highway delays for several blocks prior to the 201 freeway as people have used that as an alternate route. Eric?
Be prepared for some northbound delays this morning in Salt Lake County on I-15 from the Bluffdale exit 146 south, basically all the way to the south interchange. Looks like the thickest portion right now is right at 123rd south. I-15 northbound in Utah County, no problems, but a little bit of southbound congestion right now from Pleasant Grove Boulevard over to 1600 north. Jason?
Most of the delay is gone now. Southbound I-15 in Davis County. Tap on the brakes once or twice as you pass by the Kaysville Ponds, and then maybe again once you get down to about 10th North in Rose Park. Otherwise, though, it's looking really decent now up north. No problems on 89 Legacy or the West Side Belt anymore. A little slow, of course, if you travel on Victory Road as you head towards the Capitol this morning. Black Diamond Electric, plumbing, heating, and air. Save $100 on the price of a new water heater. Black Diamond experts can install it in 24 hours. Visit blackdiamondexpert.com. I'm Jason Jones in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. And let's take a look at that forecast. Back over to you, Grant.
A lot of clouds out there. 43 is the high. Weakening storm bringing in the clouds. Just a few scattered showers, mainly north of town. Better chance of rain and snow showers tomorrow, though, with the clouds high tomorrow, 44. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
You're listening to Utah's Morning News with Tim Hughes and Amanda Dixon on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good morning. KSL News time is 8:30.
Right now it's 31 degrees.
Still have huge backups on the West Belt and on northbound 15. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
We're following a developing story on Utah's Morning News. A big economic development is being expanded in Utah County. Facebook announced this morning that they're expanding their Eagle Mountain data center by 500,000 square feet. When all is said and done, Facebook will have a 1.5 million square foot campus. The project was already valued at $1 billion.
The Inspector General goes before the Senate. KSL's top national stories this hour with Sean Michael Lyle live at the KSL National News Desk.
Amanda, the Justice Department Inspector General is testifying before the Senate Judiciary Committee, or at least he will shortly. This is after issuing a report on the origins of the Russia probe. He says Michael Horowitz did not find the FBI efforts to surveil a Trump campaign were justified. Senator Lindsey Graham, the chairman of the committee, is making opening statements.
If that's your takeaway, that this thing was lawfully predicated, and that's the main point, you missed the entire report.
Senator Graham went on to read some of the emails and texts that went back and forth between FBI members as they began the investigation.
Shortly after the election of Donald J. Trump, the FBI lawyer in charge of supervising the FISA process tweets out to friends, "Viva la resistance." What are the odds that this guy might do something wrong?
Horowitz in his report says he was unable to find political bias in his internal investigation. Elsewhere, the House Judiciary Committee today debating sending articles of impeachment to the full House. It's considered likely, and if passed, it would lead to a Senate trial after the first of the year. Democrat Senator Dick Durbin promises
we will be dignified, orderly, and show mutual respect.
Senate Republicans are suggesting a quick trial with no witnesses called. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.
Let's go in depth here. A potential impeachment trial in the Senate will take place after the new year, according to Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell. The White House wants the Senate to take it up immediately if and when the House actually votes to impeach President Trump.
Senate Republicans are also suggesting that they may not call live witnesses to testify. ABC News correspondent Ben Siegel joined us this morning from the U.S. Capitol talking about what kind of trial we can expect.
McConnell definitely controls the his conference, the Senate Republican conference. But when it comes down to what the contours of this trial will be, whether or not there will be any witnesses, it's possible that goes up to a vote on the floor of the Senate. And we know there are several Republicans, Mitt Romney from Utah. We have Susan Collins from Maine, people who could possibly want to see a longer trial, could want to hear from witnesses that could vote with Democrats in any votes on witnesses. So at this point, that seems to be the hope of Senate Republican leadership that this is a potentially a shorter trial, but it's not clear that that will actually be the case when it all shakes out.
That would put McConnell a bit at odds with the president, who at least publicly has said he wants witnesses to be called, would it not?
That's right, and that's they've had questions over the length of this trial, as you've alluded to, and about witnesses. The president has increasingly seen the Senate, led by Republicans, as the best forum to air his defense, as he believes that he did nothing wrong in these events that Democrats have now found impeachable. He wants a trial with live witnesses on the Senate floor, and McConnell and some Senate Republicans do not want that to happen. So it's unclear how that will shake out, but one thing is for certain, and that's that Republicans in the Senate and not the White House will ultimately decide what happens on the Senate floor.
And then once the trial begins, it's in the hands of the Chief Justice. He is the one who decides what is relevant and what is not, is he not?
Chief Justice John Roberts will be sitting, presiding over the Senate, and he will be the one, as you said, calling the balls and strikes here. What is admissible, what isn't, who can be called as a witness, whether certain evidence can be admitted into the court for the Senate to review. And he is very concerned and about the reputation of the Supreme Court to make sure the body doesn't appear overly partisan. So expect that to be on his mind as he considers some of these requests that could arise in the Senate trial between Democrats and the president's legal team.
Yesterday, even though we got two articles of impeachment, one for abuse of power and one for obstruction of Congress, there was no bribery in there, which bribery was almost in every question that was asked in the inquiry phase. And now you've got the Republicans who are trying to decide how to walk that fine line with how long this thing would be and what the impacts might be leading into the 2020 election.
And there was something else in those articles of impeachment that we didn't see, and that was any mention of the obstruction of the Mueller investigation, which we know many Democrats, including the chairman of the Judiciary Committee and others, were interested in seeing in those eventual articles of impeachment. But again, it all comes down to the politics of it. For Democrats, the question became not how many articles of impeachment can we write up, but how many can we pass through the House. And they decided on a more narrow focus on Ukraine, on the Ukraine episode between Trump and the president of Ukraine and that phone call and the withholding of military aid. They believe that is the strongest case that they can present in the Senate and to the American people. And they also think it's the case which they can get the most votes for from Democrats and the most support from on the House floor next week.
That was Ben Siegel joining us this morning on KSL News Radio.
And coming up on KSL, a Utah woman has a warning about dangerous hair dye she bought at a grocery store.
And Triple Team traffic.
Got northbound slowing continuing from the South Interchange, actually South Interchange all the way back to the Bluffdale exit, ends the northbound on the 215 West Belt. I'm Eric Butler in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL quarters for Christmas time, 836.
Bill Riley here with University of Utah head football coach Kyle Whittingham. Now tell me, Coach Witt, what's your philosophy on a winning team?
I believe the key to winning is a strong offensive line. When the linemen do their job, nothing gets through to the quarterback so he can do his job.
Well, what happens if the linemen don't do their job?
Ouch. You know, Bill, I recently learned that kidneys work like linemen for your body. When your kidneys work, they block poisons and chemicals from your blood.
Coach, I've heard that 1 in 9 Americans have some form of kidney disease. What can we do to fight back?
Join me, Coach Kyle Whittingham, and be part of the winning team against kidney disease. Donate your used car or truck to the Kidney Foundation. Your car will be towed for free, and you'll get a receipt for a tax deduction. Tell them how to do that, Bill.
Donate your car to the Kidney Foundation today and make your car a kidney car. Cars to save lives. Call 1-800-TOW-CARS. That's Tow Cars. Cars with a K. 1-800-TOW-CAR.
Every year, the National Kidney Foundation helps individuals and families affected by kidney disease. Help them out by making your car a kidney car. Call 1-800-TOW-CARS.
How can we explain the growing anticipation, the silence that descends as the conductor lifts his baton, the first notes that carry you away, or how the sound of a full choir backed by the Utah Symphony leaves you speechless? Truth is, we can't. It's something you have to feel for yourself. The Utah Symphony performs a celebration of Christmas with the Utah Chamber Artists December 13th and 14th at Abravanel Hall. Get your tickets starting at $20 at utahsymphony.org.
Year 5 begins with new faces, old foes, and the biggest battle yet in Harry Potter and the Order of the Phoenix in concert. Be spellbound as the Utah Symphony performs Nicholas Hooper's unforgettable score with the full movie on the big screen. Don't miss this magical live concert event. Harry Potter and the Order of the Phoenix in concert with the Utah Symphony. December 19th, 20th, and 21st at Abravanel Hall. For tickets, visit utahsymphony.org.
The Utah Symphony performs a celebration of Christmas December 13th and 14th.
KSL News Time, 8:38. A Utah woman ended up in the hospital after buying hair dye from the grocery store. Let's get the story now from KSL News Radio's Mary Richards.
First, her scalp was burned bright red, and then it scabbed over and oozed infection, and then her eyes and face became swollen. Amanda Ortega figures that she had an allergic reaction or something to the hair dye.
It's been years. I just dye it the same color, but this is the first time that I've used the box dye.
She was in the hospital three different times for treatment. Then she looked at the box and saw that it had expired in September 2017. She bought it at a Smith's in Magna. The store says they have spoken with her, a claim has been filed, and they take these matters seriously. Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
8:39, we have emergency triple team traffic this morning brought to you by Mountain America's Visa Triple Rewards. Andy?
Amanda, northbound on the West Belt. We're down to the final cleanup stages of the crash at the turn to the 21st South Freeway, but still, a good chunk of that ramp is still blocked. You can get around it, but you have to come out of the right lane, merge back a little bit, and then hook back right once you get past the crash itself. Delays right now to the Maverick Center, but again, they are breaking up. Both 3200 West and Bangor Highway are going to show you slowdowns in the same exact area from about Parkway Boulevard to the 21st South Freeway. So it doesn't matter which one you take, it's going to cost you extra time. Eric?
Starting to see some improvement northbound I-15 between Bluffdale and Midvale, but here's the really slow spots. So one running by Bangor Highway, the other one between 114th and 106 South. Over on the 215 East Belt, no problems going north towards Foothill and Foothill Drive, also good up to the University of Utah. No problems on I-80 into the mountains if you're going to Park City. Jason?
Once again, most delays gone up north. You're going to be just a titch less than 70 miles an hour as you pass by the Kaysville Ponds. And then again, hitting the brakes a few times down in the Rose Park area, particularly right around 23rd North. Otherwise, everything else pretty free and clear as you're traveling around up in Davis County. Audiences call The Fighting Preacher Beyond Good a must-see and a masterpiece. Own your copy of T.C. Christensen's best film yet, The Fighting Preacher. DVD is only $16.99 at Siegel Book. I'm Jason Jones in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the Nines. There's a change coming in the forecast. Not today, however. Let's check in with Grant.
Well, we've got a weakening storm system moving in from the west. It's going to mainly bring us a lot of clouds. Could be a few scattered rain or snow showers, mainly to the north of town. For the most part, just a lot of clouds later today. High temperatures at 43. Another storm system brings in rain and snow showers tomorrow. And high temperatures at 44. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
31 downtown.
Brand new show starts today on KSL News Radio. It's Lee Lonsberry, and he will start at 12:30. We're going to talk to him in a moment right here on KSL News Radio.
Yeah, we will find out the name of the show and what he has planned on this opening day. And you'll want to listen in at 102.7 FM and 1160 AM. Thanks for listening this morning to Utah's news station. You know, when I think about Honda, I really think about two iconic styles or models. And we've both been driving them this month. I've been in the Civic, and they've got this beautiful restyled Civic Coupe, if you like that, or a sedan. But believe me, these are not the Civics you may have driven or remember from when your kids were tiny. They are so comfortable, so luxurious, and they have all of the Honda Sensing Suite technology that protects you and your family, like the lane departure mitigation and, of course, all the new modern fun with Apple Play and Android Auto Plus satellite navigation systems. It's the 2019 Edmunds Buyer's Most Wanted Award.
Have you ever driven a Honda Accord? If the answer is no, you get into a Honda dealer and you test drive one. I've been driving the brand new one from Ken Garf downtown. Thank you, Wayne. By the way, right now is a great time to buy a new car, I am told by people who understand these things. And this Accord, the style, it's so comfortable. I want a comfortable car. The Honda Accord is so comfortable.
The more you compare, the more you know it's time to buy a Honda from your Utah Honda dealers.
Depression, anxiety, PTSD, chronic pain, OCD, and other mental health conditions. Seems like no matter what you've tried, it just doesn't seem to work. Imagine what it would be like to have relief from these afflictions. Psychological and neurologic conditions are some of the most misunderstood and yet overtreated conditions the public has ever experienced. There is hope. Maybe it's time to take a different treatment path. It's time to reset your brain and reset your life. Therapy Reset just might be the lifelong answer you've been searching for. Visit ResetUtah.com and see if you're a candidate for ketamine infusion therapy. It stimulates neuron growth and helps brain cells communicate better with each other. What does that do for you? The answer just might surprise you. Visit ResetUtah.com for more information and call today. The consultation is free, and the result could be life-changing. Visit ResetUtah.com.
Hi, I'm Utah tax attorney Jordan Wilcox. When the IRS invades your life, it's never good news. Keep in mind, it's not just you.
I owed roughly $34,000.
$61,000.
When the IRS first contacted me, I was horrified.
When they start hounding you and harassing you and assaulting you.
Don't face the IRS alone. With everything in your life at stake, don't trust just anyone.
From what I got told was being done in a matter of 2 years, he had done in a matter of like 48 hours.
It's a great thing to have the IRS off your back.
We have reduced our tax liability by over $42,000.
Once I signed on with Jordan, I never talked to the IRS again.
It changed our lives.
You need someone to fight for you. Visit TaxHelpUT.com and get relief today. Let's solve your tax problems now. Visit TaxHelpUT.com. That's TaxHelpUT.com.
Don't let tax problems ruin your life. Jordan Wilcox can help. Just go to TaxHelpUT.com.
Dave and Eugenovic.
Why does the food tax seem to be the biggest sticking point in the tax reform plan?
We want to hear from you. Why do you hate this idea?
Or maybe you don't mind it.
Taking your calls today on Dave and Eugenovic.
We appreciate your texts every morning. When you have a chance to text us, let us know how you feel about the tax reform plan, or if you see something out there. When it's safe for you to do so, the Utah Community Credit Union KSL text line is 57500. Time now for KSL's top national stories.
We're just this past half hour that law enforcers are preliminarily investigating what happened in Jersey City, New Jersey yesterday. It began with a cop killing and ended with an hours-long shootout at a Jewish deli as a case of domestic terrorism. The Jersey City suspects were believed to be followers of the Black Israelites, a group that espouses hatred towards Jews, says ABC's Aaron Katursky.
The group is also known for anti-government and anti-police sentiments. At least one suspect had recently posted anti-Semitic statements online, though it's not clear they're relevant.
Six people, including the cop, were killed. A determined-looking Harvey Weinstein, who denies sexual assault charges, rolled himself into a Manhattan courtroom this past hour or so on an aluminum walker and learned that his bail is being raised from $1 million cash to $5 million cash, plus a $50 million partially secured bond. The House Judiciary Committee is expected to start debating articles of impeachment against President Trump today. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
All right, it is a very exciting day, a new day on KSL News Radio. We've got a brand new program coming up, long awaited, by the way, at 12:30. There was just a little thing like a new baby born in the family. Lee Lonsbury takes over the afternoons from 12:30 to 3, and you were pretty tight-lipped yesterday with Doug about the name of the show, but I'll let you spew it here.
Well, we, after some back and forth and some debate, we have landed on a show title. It's going to be called Live Mic
with
Lee Lonsbury.
So watch it. It's a live mic.
That's right. At all times,
watch
it's live.
It.
Anything could go out.
Tell us about the show, Lee.
It will be driven by current events. If it touches the lives and livelihoods of Utahns, it's going to be fair game. And we're going to look into it, and we're going to talk to experts, or we're going to talk to everyday folks. And we really just want to be a place where folks can come and comfortably learn about the world around them, the state around them, the community around them, and how it impacts their lives. I want to hear from folks. I want to hear how I'm doing. I'll tell you what, going into day one, I am extremely self-conscious.
Yeah.
And so I'm going to be spewing out the text line over and over. Please give me your feedback. Tell me
Don't
to calm
say
down.
That, Lee.
Yeah.
Be careful
down,
what you ask
yourself.
For.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Let me just say this. It's just too bad there's nothing to talk about right
oh,
now.
My gosh. I know it, right?
Yeah.
So impeachment, of course, is we're going to have to talk about that. It certainly dominates the headlines. But I, as a former congressional staffer, as recently just a few weeks ago, I know that there is a lot of other items before Congress right now. There are defense authorization measures. That's the big piece of legislation that funds the Department of Defense, that keeps our nation strong and defended. That's something that's being debated right now and something that's being worked out. And I'd like to talk a little bit about that today.
We might even get a trade deal.
And the
USMCA, sure.
And the fight about the price of drugs and so many other things. I think your insight, because of the work you did as a staffer in Congress, will really help us see that there's so much more work that gets done than just the big thing.
Exactly right.
The behind the scenes. And maybe we ought to focus for our own sanity on some of those other things that might be more important even.
And if I can help with that, in even a small measure, I'll be satisfied.
Yeah.
Yeah. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Congratulations, Lee.
The show and the new baby. And
that's
everything.
Right. A lot of changes. And I've stacked them up pretty high. We moved across country. We got a new place to live. I had a new baby. And then, of course, this new job.
And we've known Lee for many, many years because he was Doug's producer for so many years. So we all know and love Lee. And we're excited for the audience to get to know and love you like we do, Lee.
Thank you so much. Tune in today, 12:30. We're going to kick it off.
12:30. Welcome, Lee.
Thank you so much.
Lee Lonsberry.
Look forward to live mic coming up today with Lee Lonsberry. 8:49 means it's time for us to get a look at Triple Team traffic again. I keep hoping we'll be done with this emergency thing, but evidently not. This look brought to you by Mountain America's Visa Triple Rewards. And again, we start with Andy Farnsworth.
Well, this will probably be our last one, though, Tim, because they cleaned up the crash on 215 at the 21st South Freeway. Now all our West Belt delays are gone. We still have delays on I-15, though, between the Bluffdale exit and 114th. Heavy traffic continues as far as 90th, and we have a little bit of a southbound slowdown as you cross 215 and head down towards 7200 South Midvale. Eric?
Looks good in Utah County. Northbound I-15, normal travel times from Spanish Fork, 24 minutes up to Point of the Mountain. Down in Provo, city streets are a little bit busy. University Avenue, if you're heading north from Center Street up to about 800 North and onto Cougar Boulevard, that's where you're going to see the most activity. Jason?
All delays in Kaysville are gone, and the only problems we're finding now southbound I-15 is when you get to about 2300 North in Rose Park. It's going to be a little bit thick right there on down to about 10th North. Otherwise, after that, you're going to be pretty good. No trouble right now on Legacy 89 or the West Side Belt. No accidents to speak of up north either. Visit the Piano Gallery in Murray and save hundreds, even thousands, during the holiday piano sale at the Piano Gallery Superstore, I-15 and 53rd South in Murray. I'm Jason Jones in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9th. Let's look ahead to that 7-day forecast. Where is the snow, Grant?
A lot of clouds out there. 43 is the high. Chance of rain and snow goes up tomorrow with a high of 44 degrees. Be prepared for some wet weather and then more rain and snow showers on Friday. High that day, 42. Yet again, more rain and snow on Saturday with a high of 38. Then a lot of clouds Sunday, 33. Partly cloudy Monday, 31. Sunshine Tuesday, 32. It's getting colder. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
And right now, downtown, our current temperature, 31 degrees.
I just want to get a quick plug in for Quarters for Christmas, if you haven't already done so, and given to this great cause that's been around for so many years here. Remember that 100% of all of your proceeds go to, or your donations go to the community here. No administrative cost, and it's easy for you to do. If you can't come by Triad Center and drop a quarter or a nickel or a dime in our funnel in the lobby, stop by any Deseret Book location or go to ksl.com/quarters. Thanks on behalf of the kids. I can't tell you how much I'm looking forward, Amanda, to going to visit the factory store of Western Nut tomorrow. We'll be broadcasting live from noon to 3. So I've been doing a little pre-shopping, and I looked at this sweet, indulgent snack tray that has lemon, cream, almonds, yogurt pretzels, double-dipped chocolate peanuts, butter toffee peanuts, yogurt raisins, chocolate caramels, chocolate sunflower seeds. Who
oh, yeah.
knew? Who knew?
Oh, they have so much more than just your basic nuts, although those are so good that once you've had Western nuts, there is no going back to your basic, you know, nuts from any other place because they're so fresh.
There really is a difference.
There really is a difference, you can tell.
It's the way they taste. It's the texture of them
texture.
I think makes the big difference. Mm-hmm. And it's one of the reasons why Western Nut Company has been celebrating 53 years of manufacturing unsurpassed quality fresh nuts and gifts and baskets for any occasion.
They make the best Christmas gifts for whoever you're giving to. You can see us at the store downtown or go to any of their gift centers in the malls or go online to westernnutwithonen.com.
Hey there, homeowners. Have you had that annoying experience of low water pressure in the shower where you hardly had enough pressure to wash the shampoo out of your hair? You know, the same shower you have to yell, "Don't flush the toilet, I'm in the shower!" Don't put up with this anymore. Get rid of those old, rusty, corroded pipes and get brand new PEX or copper pipes. Repipe Specialist does repiping unlike anyone else. It's all they do. They've been giving customers great water pressure, clean, clear water, and a pipe leak-free home for over 25 years. All in just 1 to 2 days at half the cost of a plumber with a lifetime guarantee. Everyone deserves great water pressure, and no more getting scalded in the shower or having to see and drink rusty colored water. Call us today for your free in-home estimate. We'll even take 20% off our already low price when you call us today. Repipe Specialists. Call today, 888-583-6988, 888-583-6988, 888-583-6988.
Hi, Doug Wright, and as you've heard me talk about, we have an IntelliBed in our home, not only one, but two. One in the guest room, of course, one in the master bedroom. We have had for years and years, and I know a lot of people, when they look at the IntelliBed, they go, okay, I wonder what the perfect time is to buy a new IntelliBed. This is it, right here, right now, because, and this is great, Black Friday, it's the best time to buy things. But at your IntelliBed store, they're celebrating not just a Black Friday, but 30 days of Black Friday for the holidays. You can save up to $2,500 right now off any IntelliBed King or Queen with the state-of-the-art 555 adjustable base. They're not stopping there. They've included the 30 days of Black Friday sale into their luxury pillows, sheets, and other bedding, 50% off. It's a great time to buy. We have loved our IntelliBed. This is the bed that is firm and soft at the same time, made right here in the state of Utah. Get into your IntelliBed store. It's 30 days of Black Friday.
KSL Drives this morning is brought to you by UCCU's Buy or Relax Auto Loans. Vietnam's richest man is putting up $2 billion to make electric cars he plans to sell in the U.S. The billionaire started up the VinFast Auto Company just 6 months ago, and he wants to sell cars in the U.S. by the year 2021.
It is time for Jazz Notes, and here is Cleon Wall.
Donovan Mitchell isn't making any excuses for the Jazz's poor play.
Got to figure out at some point, we can't just sit here and say it's a long season. And like I said, I got to be better as a whole, as a leader and as a player.
Utah is just not playing team basketball. And team basketball includes talking to each other on the court.
What we've got here is failure to communicate.
That's one of the big reasons Utah has struggled. Rudy Gobert added that if the Jazz start passing the ball with purpose, play physical defense, and communicate with each other, the Jazz will probably pull out of their slump.
Do you understand the words that are coming out of my mouth?
Ben Anderson has more on the lack of communication at KSLSports.com. So it sounds like back to basics for the Jazz as they play in Minnesota tonight. But the basics will not include Mike Conley on the court. Mitchell's running mate is sitting out his fourth straight game due to hamstring issues. With Jazz Notes, I'm Cleon Wall, KSL News Radio.
If you've ever contemplated replacing your heating and cooling system, this message is for you. What's up, everybody? I'm Mike Wilson with Any Hour Services, and here's the thing. Unless you purchase an extended warranty, a 10-year limited warranty is usually the best a manufacturer is willing to offer on their equipment. That's because all of their data shows that the average lifespan of your system is, you guessed it, 10 years. All that being said, if your system is over 10 years old, chances are it's on borrowed time, and right now is a great time of year to replace your old, inefficient heating and cooling system. We've got discounts of $800. You can get 60 months zero interest financing, and for a limited time, we're throwing in a free 10-year extended parts and labor warranty. I know that sounds too good to be true, but it's true. 10 years of worry-free operation. Now let me say that again. You can get discounts of $800. You can get 60 months zero interest financing, and we're kicking in a free 10-year extended parts and labor warranty. Pick up the phone and call Any Hour Services today. 801-443-7600. That's 801-443-7600. Any Hour Services.
Hey, this is Jake the Computer Boy. Whoops, I meant Computer Guy from PC Laptops in Salt Lake City. You haven't heard me on the radio doing commercials in a long time because I've been learning all the ins and outs of PC Laptops, the company my dad, Dan the Laptop Man, started 21 years ago. I've been working at our corporate headquarters designing and building new computers for you. I design and hand build the new PC Laptops S1 desktop, and it's just $799 with a lifetime warranty. Each one is built to perfection, blazing fast and beautiful, and backed forever with a rock-solid lifetime warranty. And it's only $7.99.
Thanks, Jake. I love you, son. Dan the Laptop Man here. To make it impossible to resist, we're doing 12-month special financing on any PC Laptops desktop or laptop computer. Have I lost my mind? Call us at 1-877-596-7283 for details, or check us out at PCLaptops.com. That's PCLaptops.com, where we love you!
I'm just a quarter. By myself, I'm not worth much. But I still have dreams. With a little help, I could buy a candy bar. Wait, I could buy a bike or parachute lessons, a sports car, all kinds of stuff. Wait, it's the holidays. We should help kids, you know, buy them some good shoes or a new coat to keep them warm. We'll help hundreds. No, thousands. We'll change the world. But I am going to need a hand. Give generously to Quarters for Christmas.
8:59, let's get a look at Triple Team Traffic, brought to you by Mountain America's Visa Triple Rewards. Andy?
Amanda, right now looking at I-15 delays still in place from Bluffdale to about 123rd South, and then another stretch right before 106th. Heavy and off and on near the on-ramps. Looks like 53rd, 45th, 33rd South as you head into downtown. Bangor Highway delays now just in West Jordan between 70th and 6200 South. That should only add an extra 3 or 4 minutes to your drive, Eric.
Over on the 215 East Belt, no problems heading north up to I-80 or Foothill Drive. I-15 Utah County, that's in solid shape, as is Redwood Road this morning out of Saratoga Springs going up to the county line. Jason.
Pretty much a repeat of what it was just about 10 minutes ago. No trouble at all as you travel southbound I-15 until you get down to about 23rd North in Rose Park. And that's just minor delays at this point in time. No problems West Side Belt, 89 or Legacy Parkway. Utah Online School is a free public school open to kindergarten through 12th graders in Utah. Students have a teacher and mentor. Part-time and full-time enrollment is open at utahonline.org. I'm Jason Jones in the KSL Traffic Center.
Let's see. Today's high will be about 43 degrees. There's a 20% chance with all those clouds we'll get some precipitation. And right now it's 31 degrees downtown.
Michael Horowitz, the Justice Department Inspector General, is testifying right now. More on that. Plus, they're talking about tax reform on Dave and Dejanovic.
Have a great day.
Live breaking news now on the mobile app for KSL News Radio. Listen at home or anywhere you go. Brought to you by Any Hour Services. KSL FM Midvale. KSL Salt Lake City. KSL News Radio. This is Utah's news station.